Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Shukumin Shinobi is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello and welcome to RR Season 2, Episode 19.
Yes, boss.
That was really good. That was the best one I've done yet.
So humbly, humbly generic.
Man, we're so lively. I'll just get the pep up for all of us.
Yep.
Nope. It's Chuck Testa.
Good old Chuck. Check that out. Fuck.
I think this was intended to be Riders, Rangers, and no,
no.
Testa. So yeah, we're here.
Anything for the intro? I don't think there's really anything for the intro.
Uh-uh.
Cool shit coming your way, but that's about all. That's about all.
Oh, these phrases get stuck in my head. We still have to make the second blooper video. Year of the making. It's just silence, and then a squeak.
All right, so one ups. I don't think I got anything.
You didn't.
Yeah, I got that trans scanning bumblebee or whatever from Toys R Us.
Trans scan.
Well, I don't know what to call it. It's the scan series. I don't.
The one with the
clear ass.
Scanning your chart!
Got a bunch of Pokemon cards.
Pokemon?
Oh, the Samurai toys. I finally found some of the fuckers.
Oh, yeah. Samurai toes with toes? Samurai toes with Shuki.
I found normal, red, blue, green, mega gold, and that was it. So I still need Rita, Decker, and normal gold. And I got the Ultra Alien. Ultra Alien? What the fuck is it? Hyper Alien? There we go.
Yeah, Ultra Alien. That's next season. Gen 10 Ultra Alien. Digivolves even
Hyper
further.
Alien Hybrid, because it was only $5 at Walmart. But,
what's wrong with that dollar?
Nothing.
But that is actually it. I mean, I haven't got anything in the mail. I'm still waiting on Geki Toja and Goroder GT. I don't know where the fuck they went.
Geki Toja! Bonnying up!
They're somewhere. That I need to pay for everything else, so. That's honestly it. I've just been playing Star Fox and doing homework.
Sounds like good times all around.
It is.
Sounds like the 90s. No?
No.
Brian didn't do his homework in the 90s. I never did homework. I always did it at school.
God, we were at school today, and we got our midterms back.
Uh-huh.
And I got a 91, which turned into a 93 because we had false information on one of the questions. And so we got 2 bonus points. And so I ended up getting a 93, but apparently the class overall did so bad that they want the class is bitching for the teacher to grade on a curve.
Oh, I thought you were going to say retest, like the clans. The class just starts chanting, retest, like, with clans leading the pack.
Okay.
No, the clan, that's your people. That's
the clans.
the average was like in the 70s or something. Everyone's all pissed. I don't know. I missed a week.
Ryan just walked out of there whistling.
I missed a week and didn't study, and I got an 93. I don't know. Bragging time.
I had a test today, and I was studying in the middle of the day, and then all of a sudden I started dancing to the Party Boy music. That's why I texted you. I was like, I need another song to look up on YouTube, because I was sitting there, I'm like, got all these books in front of me, and all of a sudden I'm like, bom, 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 bom. I could not focus. I guess that bleeds into my one-ups.
Yep.
Bleeding. I don't know. Let's see. I haven't gotten anything in the mail because I haven't really ordered anything. I finally paid Oki, but all that stuff's not coming until the end of this month. So, I mean, from August, and Ami's still holding out on Ranger Keys at 8 and 7 for us. And But I did pick some stuff up at the store. Because I am a true Star Wars fan, I picked up the complete saga on Blu-ray. And then
But the changes are stupid!
I got a lightsaber. Hit those people that say the changes are stupid. No? Okay. Anyway. And then I also found Pokemon plushies, and I got a Pansage and a Axew. He's gonna Axew. Lol.
Lol.
Other than that story I just said about the test, I think that's it. I've beat Infamous Evil Side finally. It took me forever because I was procrastinating, but it was fun. And I like electrocuting people. That's not violent. Oh, God.
Yes, you called.
Nope. Chuck Testa. All right, I quit.
Good.
I'm done.
I got...
Did he?
Look at such.
I got my Oki box. So I got keys and figure arts and metal swings, and they're all pretty cool.
Sorry, I was thinking about something.
And I have reviews out the ears. And... I got my box from the Mandarake Nakano store.
Did you get ear sleep like Epic Tweets? Nobody else caught that?
Sure, whatever, go away. And then I got my Nagoya box is still on the way. Geki Toja is on the way. And so is Dive Voyager and Go-Go Mixer.
Oh, shit. Where's Fize?
Yeah. And then, AmiAmi still has on its way for me key set 6 and 2 vinyls, so they'll get here soon. And I got Ninja Turtle Season 9 and Rocko's Modern Life Season 1. And I was like, yay, Rocko's Modern Life. It's a Taco Bell dog. And I think that's it. I don't think there's anything else. I don't know. Stuff arrives every couple of days now. I get scared.
I forgot how slow Sal is.
Yeah.
It makes me angry now. I, look at the mailbox, no package. I'm like, where the fuck is Cool Rotor? I get upset.
And then Brian smashes mailbox.
Yeah, my Geki Toad is not here yet, and I'm like, why aren't you here?
Mine should get here before yours does.
Same thing with my Nagoya boxes. I'm like, where are you guys? They should be here by now. And then they don't answer because they're not here.
Like, I'm so used to CS Toys Turbo Sal because we touched our penis to the screen.
Yeah, that's supposed to be here in 2 days.
It's like, oh, Sal, generally 7 days. I'm like, okay. Normal Sal takes a month. I'm the fuck?
Well, and then that Dive Voyager and Go-Go Mixer... Mandarake is like, we can hear Sal Parcel. I'm like, nope.
No.
Chuck
Testa. I sent them an email like, yeah, could you just make it EMS? And then I save 50 yen. I'm like, what? That was ridiculous.
The only times you'll save money by using EMS.
Yeah. That was nice. Yeah.
Good old Chuck Testa.
There's something
probably
wrong
thought
with
this coyote
people.
Was alive. But he didn't have an accent. So that was Earl. Earl's ghost possessed me briefly.
Righto.
No.
Chuck
Testa.
So that's it.
I think so.
So much energy I can just feed off of it.
Good, then I hope you starve.
Oh God.
So, are we on to the nudes?
On to the nudes.
And we're doing it in this order, so I'm first?
Correct.
Alright, so we have Forze nudes. Yay!
That's questionable.
Up first is rumors about a second rider. I will stab you in the face.
Nope.
That is enough out of you.
Nope.
So we have rumors about the second rider already. Hooray. Apparently, he's tentatively called Kamen Rider Meteor. And it says the first alien Kamen Rider.
Kamen Rider Meat Eater? Stopping vegetarians with the power of meat.
Kamen Rider Meteor will debut in Movie War. This guy, Gray, from Mars. I guess he's the next Pokemon game, is the one chosen by Meteor and appears in Amanogawa High as a transfer student. He warns Gintaro about a great space war. Gintaro tries to gather the riders from the legends for that war. Original past riders will appear, but they'll be voice-only participation due to the difficulty in gathering the cast. The riders resonate with Forze, and he gains a new form. Oh, so wait, he gets his own version of Cyclone Joker Gold Extreme. Hooray.
Hooray.
All the hopes of the high school take to him, and he becomes Goldenrod.
Forze's extra-large friendship project starts with the movie...
Extra-large friendship project?
Apparently there'll be a festival called Sky High Festival.
Sky High!
Going on in Amanogawa High during Forze's Movie Wars Mega Max story. The set is ready, and apparently the staff has confirmed that it's for the movie. So that's hooray. So, alright. We just started this. We're already getting these rumors. I don't quite understand what's going on.
I don't know anymore.
Or what to make of this.
It's probably going to be wrong anyway, so...
Yeah.
I mean, there really isn't anything to go off of. I mean, I kind of like the name. Mars is a pretty cool name, but I would save that for some sort of planet Sailor Moon-esque themed rider show. But
why are rider casts so difficult to get together and the Sentai casts are BFF Facebook friends?
I don't know.
Come back and do justice. No? No justice?
Okay. No. But anyway.
No justice? No.
No, just Chuck Testa. But, Meteor, not Mars. What am I talking about?
I don't know either.
You're
I
not sure.
Something. That's a chocolate cup.
Regardless, I mean, it sounds cool. I mean, it doesn't really say what his gimmick or anything is, so there really isn't anything to go off of, but the name's cool.
He puts moon rocks in the driver. Mars rocks.
He has planet powers like Jupiter on.
Oh, God. It just sounds funny, like broken down.
Pluto on. Oh, I'm not a
Wait,
planet.
It's not a planet. Just not a planet. How do you know? Have we ever been there? Probably the only planet with life. That'd be hilarious. Just see the story 10 years from now. Shenanigans called on government.
There's a shopping mall there.
Yeah, well, in any case, since y'all are retarded, we're moving on to the next story. Info about the Forze's elect states, his next form. The elect state requires the 10th switch, which is a circle switch called the elect astro switch. Yeah, that's how they call them. Activating the elect switch, Forze changed into electric-based form, the elect state. The elect astro switch armed Forze with the Billy the Rod module, which is a rod, or rather a sword. I think I'm reading Nico's post, which is a rod, or rather a sword. The discharge high-powered electricity.
This form, it's a gate sword.
I'm already here. Let's see. This form makes Forze's eyes from reddish orange to blue, and the white suit to a shiny metallic gold suit. In addition, the black area of the helmet had lightning or electric bolt marks on it. And then it's coming in October. So yeah. He looks all coolness and is electricalized and is Electabuzz.
He looks pretty.
And he has a sword. The suit, the picture here has the suit, and it doesn't look too bad. It's pretty shiny.
It's definitely shiny. It's some, like...
It's so golden.
Some Antonio-level shiny here.
Yeah.
But, as bad as the drawing looked, I think the suit in person actually does look pretty cool.
Yeah, it does, unfortunately.
I don't know if I so much like the, like, little plug socket looking things on his shoulders, but as far as, like, the Electabuzz looking costume, I think it's pretty cool.
I know you're excited about Billy the Rod.
Oh, absolutely. Love that.
What about the upcoming baby Garen?
We'll see.
He's a little kid that frequently changes his allegiances.
But, I mean, I like the whole, I said this on Twitter, but I like that. Like, the Elec switch can't change because that's what harnesses the form. So that arm piece is gold and matches the motif. But the other three limbs are still changeable.
So that arm's a stuck? Is that what you said?
I like how that arm is the stuck.
I was like, what? I think my brain just melted. That's what happens in your brain melt.
At first glance, I didn't really like it because it looks kind of weird with everything being gold and then the white. But after looking at it a while, I got really used to it, and I think it's a pretty interesting choice, I think. That's what I want to say. I still don't like Billy the Rod, though. But
just the fact that his name Billy.
Who came up with that name? Like,
what I call my penis, Billy the Rod.
Why would you name it Billy?
Bad names for a penis. Billy the Rod. Bad names for a vagina. Mud flap. Wait, terrible names.
Mud flap, that got me so bad. That was the best one we thought of. But yeah, overall I like it. Let's see what the fuck it does, but
it makes things go bzzz.
It shocks you in the face.
You know, somewhere out in the world, there's two people named Kiefer and Chris, and they laugh at my jokes.
And those we need to include a laugh track.
So does this form of Forze sit there and like squat a little bit and go oochoo? No, yes. All right.
Nope. Just Chuck Testa with a taser.
Apparently my jokes are just as bad as Dawson's.
That didn't even make sense. You are both retarded and need to go stab yourselves in a hole and die.
All right, next.
My next?
Next. Yes.
Okay. Take that. Yes, boss. Yes, boss.
Yes, boss. Okay.
So I'm going to read this as... well, I'm not going to read it, but... I'll just go. Okay. Kamen Rider Forze to get a bigger head? So, chuckle. Yeah. Chuckle. Nope. Chuckle test. So, it says... Here's this. How will they upgrade Kamen Rider Forze? Read on. Please take the rumors with a grain of salt. Where's the rumors? There's nothing. It just says that Kamen Rider Forze's head rocket is supposedly enlarged with even more extended to the back, reaching to his shoulders. There are two gun turrets attached to the suit. That's all I got. It says, please read on. Nothing. And that's it. So
I don't know where to get the salt.
I don't know. They keep telling us to get it, but I don't know.
So anyway, the info came from a guy claiming to be... on 2chan, or 2channel, not 2chan, that's a different place. And he gave information on what Forza was supposed to look like back in June, and a bunch of spoilers about Double and Double's final form and all that. So, I mean, he's a trustworthy guy, so as long as it's actually the guy and not an imposter, then I would say that this is a good chance of being true.
So long as he's the real Todd Manning.
Yeah. So as long as he's not imposter Professor Oak, then we're okay. But I don't know, if he looks anything like that this dude from Metalder, then that could be kind of neato.
Was that the poster they pictured?
Yeah.
Strike that, reverse it.
It says overall silhouette resembles Darbarbo from Metalder. Picture
man pan?
They're making that shit up. Darbarbo. It's Darbarbo to the rescue. Nope. Just Chuck Testa in a suit. I'm Todd Manning. Nope. Rips off mask. Chuck Testa. Okay, we've taken that too far. Till the next time.
Again, I got really nothing to say other than the fact that...
So from reliable sources to unreliable sources, let's talk about some smelly Frenchmen that gave us a source.
Okay.
So, we talked about Power Rider and Saban registering them a while, but apparently we have some rumors that Saban is going to use Power Rider for the Power Rider adaptation.
Gasp!
He's going to use Forze, and it's... I can't do a French accent.
But don't bother.
I guess it... But I wanted to make fun of the fact that, like, they're going to be adapting the current Kamen Rider series. Kamen Rider Forze!
Ew.
So, the site is... The site never place its source, so please take more with a lesser grain of salt. I feel like those are opposing ideas. So you want me to take more, but with a lesser grain?
Take it more with a lesser.
You forgot it.
Well, sorry.
You didn't write it.
I don't care.
But
he just wants you to take it, so that's fine.
I could see them doing Forze just because of the high school theme.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about when I read about this. I'm like,
well, I could see them wrecking Forza 2.
Yeah. And its childish nature.
Oh yeah.
Getting even more childish through Saban.
Righto.
They just changed from high school to a grammar school, and they just hire a bunch of 10-year-olds.
I'm telling you, they need to adapt Kabuto and just bring back Beetleborgs. Fuck this Power Rider shit. I want to see the Beetleborgs return. 2012. No.
I think Forza would be a decent choice for what they're probably going to go after.
Which is another show to make a shitty toy line out of it, probably.
Well, I mean, Forza has the Switch thing, and they're already really tiny-ass little things. Honestly, Bandai, if you make the Switches worse, then, honestly, just stop making toys.
Just stop. Just go home. Call
it a day. I already feel like if you screw up the headers for a Ghost Sager, then...
they'll be headlets.
Then you're pretty much done making toys. But...
the only thing is, though... Forza is the oddest looking of all of them to introduce here. Like, that's one of the things I always encounter with, like, friends or just acquaintances I know that look at Kamen Riders and think they look weird, and they see somebody normal looking. And just Forza's so weird to, like, especially to a normal person.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Like, Dragon Knight, I feel like, would have had easier time if it would have gotten more popular because their designs were so different, and they weren't, like, as shocking looking. Not shocking, you know what I mean.
I mean, not to push the whole Beetleborgs thing, but Kabuto would be a great series. Because all the suits have a fairly similar design style like Ryuki did, but they're really different.
And think about it. They could... that's it. No, think about it. They could make more toys just like with Dragon Knight. Like with this one, they'll just end up with a failed toy line like Generator Rex. In fact, Forza is Generator Rex.
Basically.
I think he should be played by Junie, because I don't know the real actor's name. But, like, that toy line failed so hard. I saw it on clearance for Walmart for 50 cents.
Oh,
because they just released him with every different module that he has, so that could not be so good for here. Because over in Japan, in our minds, we're like, oh my god, crack, but they're not. They're like, me want toys.
Yeah, because, I mean, they would either have to release one figure and then a bunch of different module packs, or space them out like they did for the Fuck My Cock series.
No, I will not. Oh, I'm sorry, you weren't talking.
Or just release a bunch of the same figure.
Yeah. Like, but you know, one thing I never did understand is why Bandai always takes shits in the middle of the podcast. I don't know what noise that was. Why, like, with Power Rangers, there's always so afraid to, like, go full out on the gimmick, like, Engine Souls or... Hidden Discs aren't the greatest example, but those two, because, like, in Ben 10, one of their biggest... do I have to get the lightsaber?
Is there a problem, sir?
One of their biggest selling things is putting the little figures with the 4-inch line in Ben 10 to go with the Omnitrix. Mm-hmm. And that works really well. Like, I don't understand why they don't replicate that in other toy lines.
I think the Engine Souls came down to cost...
yeah, that's true.
The discs
are stupid.
I don't know, I think the discs are kind of stupid in the Japanese version too, so
well, this is epic, your mother's stupid.
I'll tell her you said that. Oh, you in trouble.
I'll tell her I said to crank it.
Okay. I think the discs come down to the fact that they change the sizes of everything.
Yeah. Bandai does that.
But, there really isn't any other sort of examples. So we'll have to see what happens with the cards or the headers and stuff, but...
but it just seems like they're always afraid to go ahead with that type of stuff.
Well, it just comes down to the fact that they're cheap.
Yeah, especially with that line. They're like, oh, we're just gonna save all this money on Power Rangers and paint things with crayons.
They released, like, six different size scales for Thundercats, but... and PR gets Ben, two.
And then Ben 10 has... They always complain about the gray weapons and... The gray weapons in PR. And then they take the time to paint that damn laser lance that comes with Kevin. Like, it's gray, but they painted it gray. And they gave it, like, black details and, like, the little, like, loading thing.
I don't know. There's a lot of opportunities, so we'll have to see whether they take them. I don't think they will, but...
I don't know. They're dragging their feet on this Power Rangers thing. Speaking of...
Do-do-do-do!
Batman!
Batman!
Pow!
Adam West is here.
Okay, so...
Sam!
For Wait, all Sam. Of you people that were all like, man, Shuki has no job. Not an actual job. I know I don't have that, but I meant a job on the podcast.
You've had a job
man,
before?
I feel so bad for him because he doesn't get to summarize anything. Well, fear not, lads.
No one, lads.
I love the word lads.
Samurai Summaries with Shuki.
The Return. Coming October 2011.
Yep. Ew.
So, a new episode, what the fuck is it, 16, 15? 15, I think.
12?
Sure.
Something like that.
4?
Is airing on October 1st. So
1.5?
I'll have a job. So,
yay,
expect some race to start up.
Too bad not getting paid.
Monday is the 3rd. I think is when we're, no, we record on Tuesdays now, so it'd be the 4th. So, expect those then. Good times. I'll have 5 weeks straight of new episodes, and then we're probably going to go on another 5,000-year hiatus. It's going to be seasonal.
Like, here's the deal. I pretty much accept that I'm not in that boat of people that are like, Samurai's not going to be 2 years, it can't happen. I pretty much accept it's going to be, or at least a year and a half, because there's still a chance they could push it out or something. But I really don't want every year to be 2 years. That would just be annoying.
Like, I was thinking about it, like, I'm okay with it, but, I mean, I'm just, it's PR, I'm so used to having a new season every year that it feels really weird to watch the same thing so long.
Yeah.
At least for when PR is concerned, because, I mean, Sentai runs off a year, PR always ran off a year, so when it comes to spandex-clad superheroes, I'm used to watching them for a year and then going on to something else.
Yeah, and it just feels weird being 2 years behind. Like, when I was looking, God damn it! Sorry, when I was looking up that music earlier from Gokaiger on YouTube, I saw a video that said Power Rangers 2013, and I just think it's funny that, like, PR fans that don't know about Sentai or, like, choose not to, like, recognize it or whatever, like, know about costumes 2 years in advance, and we used to just know one. Like, I don't like that idea. I mean, if they want to expand it to even more episodes to make it seem longer, but...
I mean,
I just don't like it that way.
Just the way that it's spread out so much. Like, I don't mind the multiple seasons thing if it's structured so. But just the fact that it's PR and we're not used to this only, like, 15 to 20 episode quote-unquote season setup, because that's pretty much how television shows work nowadays. That it's just really kind of weird.
Yeah. And think about, like, the toys. Like, I guess Bandai will get used to it after this season, but it's awkward for Bandai because, like, there used to be such a nice, steady release schedule back before PR died.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and starting with the MMPR line, I mean, obviously, at the end of RPM, things were just at Ross, but they still had that same, like, schedule of, like, spring, summer, fall.
Right.
And, like, if they continue it for 2 years, like, I feel like we're just going to have the same damn toys on shelves forever.
I feel like that, too, because, I mean, we had the same things on the shelf until Wave 2 it felt like forever.
Yeah.
And then, who knows what's going to come out after that.
It's February to, like, August is when I found them.
So, we'll...
Or, like, January.
We'll see what happens, but it's just... It's something to get used to. I mean, it's not horrible, but it feels really awkward, because it's not something that we're used to, and it's not a time frame that we're used to. I mean, I'm used to it from other shows, so, I mean, it doesn't super bother me, but it's just not something I'm used to as far as PR is concerned.
Yeah. It just, like I said, it seems weird, because, like, you know, growing up on it like that, and then older growing up, like, always knowing 1 year in advance what the next season was going to look like, 2 years, possibly three at the rate we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just stupid is what it is. It doesn't, it's a year-long program. It's not meant to be like, we're going to do 5 episodes and then quit for 3 months. And then 5 episodes and then quit for 3 months. Like, stop going on break. It's not necessary.
I think what hurts the most in this case is the fact that, I mean, when you have...
Their acting sucks? Yeah, that
when you
too.
Have a show like iCarly, they I mean, they have plot lines, but most of the time, it's very episodic.
Yeah.
So when you hit that break, it doesn't feel as bad.
Yeah, whereas unless you're waiting for the conclusion to the SETI kiss.
Yeah, that was a dick move, but...
SETI!
Regardless...
back in grown-up land.
When you, and we're talking about Power Rangers? What kind of grown-up land do you live in?
For fun.
When you have a show like PR that's very story-focused, having a break like that, just right dead in the middle, particularly when footage, or not footage, but the story was starting to veer off into its own course,
yeah,
it's just kind of a real kick to the groin.
Or yeah. Have a multi-part episode arc, and then all of a sudden just stop halfway through.
It's just kind of a completely different thing. So it's being structured like the episodic shows when it's not really an episodic show overall. And I think that's what's killing it really bad.
Yeah, it would make me feel at least a little bit more comfortable in the new setup if they knowing, like, going forward that they could stop at a nice place where it's not too big of a... Like, I know shows like to end on cliffhangers, but it was like an awkward cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It's not like
this wasn't a planned cliffhanger, so it's kind of...
It's not like, find out what happens next. It's just like, bye. It's like, bye-bye! Drive-by!
My thighs!
Okay, that was awkward.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my thoughts on the matter.
Nope.
I mean, I'm not, like, super raging like half of Twitter, but I'm not happy about it either.
I just kind of stopped caring after a while. I'm like, whatever. But did anybody think that the reason we're not getting season 2 quickly is maybe they're still editing it?
Possibly.
It wasn't that long ago that they stopped filming season 2.
They stopped filming, I think, 2 or 3 months ago.
Because, like, right after we get all these tweets, like, Hector's like, hey, we just wrapped filming. Like, where's the season? Where is it?
Where?
They just wrapped filming. Where's the finale of season 2?
Where is it? Don't leave me.
And then Hector's like, season 3 coming to DVD and Blu-ray. I'm like, what?
Yeah, he just tweeted that season 3 coming to DVD and Blu-ray, like, July 13th of 2012. I'm like, what the
Lies.
Hell are you doing?
Lies and scandal.
Making things up for
I'm
fun
like,
and profit.
This show is structured for 2 seasons. I would hope you mean season 1, in which case, why is it coming out so late?
Should have followed it up with a tweet that said, nope.
Nope.
Just Chuck Testa.
But yeah, there's that. Currently they're all filming promo videos and PSAs and stuff.
PSAs. Just be bad kids, children. Just do bad stuff.
They're already
your friend
having
steals
babies
your toy,
when they're
just
nine,
knock them
so.
Out.
They apparently got the rights back to TMNT, The Next Mutation.
TMNT?
So.
Oh, God.
Fans of that rejoice. Still
they
no,
need to get back the Digimans.
Still no fucking word on Mystic Knights.
Or the Digimans. They need to get on that.
Yeah.
Amit, that guy that wrote Forever Red and stuff, he's apparently in Samurai... Not in Samurai Season 2, but working for...
He's just like in the background.
Just there in the background. Doing some crazy stuff. As far as Ghost Sager PR stuff is
Kevin
concerned.
Just turned into Britt Lackey.
I think,
sorry.
I think so.
You went. Sorry. Continue. I had to comment on that.
They're in final callbacks for at least Pink, Red, and Blue as far as people are concerned. I'm pretty sure there's probably. Black in there too, but there really isn't any sort of information about casting for Yellow. So, I don't know, maybe Monet's getting written out of the show or something, I don't know. I'm ignoring it. But if anyone wants to see the people...
If you ignore it, it'll go away.
Who are, that's what I've been told. In the final callbacks, you can click on the little linky here. And
linky?
That's what Dawson was about that burning sensation he has.
At them. I mean, no one in particular really stands out as far as the roles concerned.
Well, who knows going to make it? All right, you made it to the final callback. This is your pay. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, that's what happened last year.
Yeah.
This
like
is your
Brad
pay.
Brad Pitt, we're offering you the role of Shinken Red. See the pay. Bye.
Bye.
This is your pay, $14 an episode and some peanuts. Actual peanuts. Well, damn.
Ashton Kutcher. Cody
Charlie Sheen for Masterhead.
Winning dog.
Oh my god, it'd be fantastic.
Cody Kennedy is in a callback for the Pink Ranger, and she was in a callback for. I think
the fact
Ranger
that her name sounded
too.
Like a guy cracked me up.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but.
Cody Kennedy, callbacks for Pink. What? He must be really flamboyant.
Righto.
Righto.
So anyway, you can take a look at that and stalk their various social networking accounts and all that fun stalker stuff that you people like to do.
I don't stalker anyone anymore.
Alright, so I think that's about all for various PR-related crap. Onward ho!
Don't call me a ho.
I do what I want.
Thundercats, ho! Ho. She was a ho.
Faux show.
Cool.
Yep.
Damn it. That was supposed to be a nice burp. And then it died.
Now it's your turn. So, are we on to moving along to the next segment of the show?
Yep.
Awesome. That means it's time for Turning on the Mo Barretts.
Yep.
Carmen Ida Fosse. Yeah.
That was weak.
You know what? You know what? You're weak, okay?
We're gonna push, what the hell?
We're gonna push you out of an airplane.
That's what Casolin sounds like. I don't know. There was a sentence there, it's gone.
Brian said, I can't even do it. I'm cracking up just thinking about him saying, Zass is an Azit. That's what I heard.
That's not a sentence.
Hello?
So I get to use actual keys this from now on instead of using cheat codes. So, yay!
Yay!
All right, that was too much. That was too much.
Jerry Rice and Nidus Dog Football.
So we're on episode 30, and
like Aerosol said, it's really hard to believe that we're on 30 already. It's like fucking zooming.
I know, right?
It's Zumba. No.
Zumba Fitness.
Nope. Chuck Testa. When I say that, just picture giant yellow letters saying nope. Are we starting the African music?
We're starting beating Dawson in the face. So, well, we're on 30. And more tributes. So, we start off with some treasure navigations. And we're told to go find a skateboarding lion. So, you know, they're like, what? And guy's like, oh, clearly that means live man. And they're like, okay, where are they? Oh. They're like, well, what good are you? Damn it. Gotta find this guy ourselves. So they go off looking for some skateboarding people. Milfy and her retardness is questioning children. Are you live man? Yes, they fought 20 years ago, and they're six. That's good.
No, she was just like, hey, are you alive, man? Like, he thought she was dead.
Yeah, she's just retarded, and guy's like, you're stupid. And meanwhile, we see this scientist dude who created Barazorg shows up on the bad guy's ship and is like, so how's he doing? And they're like, yes, boss. And he's like, no, that's not an answer. That's a statement. How's he doing? Yes, boss. He's like, damn it, answer me. And there's like, yes, boss. He's like, well, I'm leaving. I'm going to make some more ham. And they're like, okay, have fun.
I'm going to make some ham.
Some more of him.
Oh.
I think Brian's hungry.
I am.
Brian's just ham, I am.
I am.
So.
Golf clap.
So, Joe and I are chilling around, and this baby's in a little baby stroller and starts rolling down some stairs, and you're like, go, go, go. And then Joe grabs it at the same time as the other guy grabs it, who turns out he's also Joe.
They were Joes. Faux shows.
And if you know anything about it, Omura Joe is Yellow Lion. And plus he like looks the same somehow from 20 years ago. And that's how Japanese people do things. They just don't
say they're Asian. They don't age.
They just don't age. He looks the same. Like,
they don't age, and they just get stupider as they get older.
Well.
Yeah. And Dawson's not racist. Ooh.
It's not racist.
Shut up, you. And so they encounter the Zangyak, who are apparently trying to kidnap a boxer. And then Joe's all like, oh, fuck, it's Jinzo. I can't use traps now. And so instead, they decided to go all...
Damn it. I thought they were going to use Red Eyes Black Dragon.
No, they couldn't find one.
Or Baby Dragon. No.
No. So...
I'm laughing somewhere. Tear.
Yeah, somebody who didn't care about you. So then they're fighting, and then the other Joe starts fighting because he's all cool guy face, and he's beating up on the bad guys too. And then Joe and I'm go.
Danger!
And they start playing Rock'em Sock'em Robots with Jinzo and knock him through the ceiling, and then he drops his... little triangular computer thing which has Aerosol's blueprints on it, and then Joe's all like, oh, you can read it, can you save my friend? I want to save my friend. Can you save my friend? Please save my friend. Ah! That's what I heard. Look at my zippers. And then so Joe goes with Joe, and I'm goes to give her report to Marbe-chan, and they're going to start looking for where the Zangyak are, because apparently other people have been kidnapped who are good at things, and because the guy's going to turn them all into Barazorg. And apparently from the one Joe's research, he tells the other Joe, hey,
yeah. Just between one Joe and another.
Joe's before hoes, man.
This isn't gonna work. Your guy's stuck this way. Sorry. And he's like,
no, I don't wanna do it. I don't wanna kill him. I don't wanna fight him. It's not good. It's not, I don't wanna do it. Don't make me. You can't make me.
And then he starts crying like a little woman. And the other guy's like, I know how you feel. Don't be stupid. And or something like that. I don't know. And then he's like, people who I was in class with, they give up their humanity to try to take over the world. And you're like, oh, look, he's referring
to...
Oh,
that's a bad class.
He's referring to Dr. Obler and Mazenda and that other guy whose name I forgot at the moment. And they... And, like, we couldn't save them, though. So that's why I came here, to keep other people from doing that. But that way I can save their spirits or soul or something stupid like that.
Execute spirit evolution.
Yeah. Anyway, while Dawson starts over there being in the corner playing with himself,
forever united as well.
Joe's like, oh, I can save Shido Senpai no Tamashi, and I'm like, that's a lot of words. And
Shido no Senpai no Tamashi.
And so he's like, I can do it. I'm a big boy. And we're like, yeah. And then he sees a skateboard, and he's like, oh, you're that live man guy, right? And he's like, maybe.
He's like, I just saw that hologram of your suit over you right now.
And he's like, no, you didn't.
Wait, nope. Just Chuck Testa, the taxidermy of Yellow Lion. But he doesn't do Pat.
So the other five Gokaigers find the Zangyak, and they're like, hey, no, that is not cool. You cannot do that to those guys. So they start fighting, and then, but then they get beat up on, and then Joe comes in and is like, step aside, bitches. I kicks the asses. And he starts beating up on them, and then they're like, all right, let's use live mans. And guy's like, well, I'll take the Sigormans because I don't have a live man key. So he's like, so the other five transform, complete with live man, wireframe transformation, and theme song music. And then they start fighting, and they do stuff. They use the weapons, and they do all cool things, and it was pretty sweet. And they beat up on the guy, and then Guy does a Gokai Legend dream to kill the Sigormans, and then they turn back into Gokaigers, and Joe's like, I got this. And he slow walks while deflecting fireballs, and then he does Sid's little special technique and blows the dude up. And then they're like, let's make Jinzo grow, and then he gets all giant. And then they get Goju Rex and Gokaio.
Magic gun, make my Jinzo grow.
And they fight some, and right. Then they're like, let's kill things. Sorry. And so their live man keys glow, and when they activate them, that out of each of the little open little hatches pops out that live man symbol, and then it turns into a super live robo, and Guy like flips a biscuit. He's like, oh, look, a super live robo. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, it's the first robot form from two other robots. Oh my god. And he like flips out like a little kid.
Man, you're such a kid.
You're such a kid. I'm black and have pigtails, so I know everything. And see, if it were me, I'd be like, you don't know how to get the next computer to listen, bitch. And then move along.
I don't know what he said. Now that I heard, you don't know how to give Mexican elections, bitch. That's what I heard.
And you don't know how to get the next computer to listen.
Oh.
And so the Super Live Robo pops out and does its cool finishing move and kills the Sigormans. And then they're like, now we have to hoard a toy. Sure, Furimaru. Let's go. And then they form Hurricane Gokaio and Gojin.
Shiraimaru. Sorry.
And so they do a triple drill dream and the shuriken attack, and they kill that guy. And then Orly's all like, no! We lost again! And then you see Joe's up in the crow's nest talking, looking dreamily into the distance about Sid's soul or something. I don't know. And now he's going to... wants him to watch over him and live on. So something stupid and homo-y. And then it ends. So, yeah, I thought this was a fantastic tribute episode. I absolutely adored it, and it was really cool. Yellow Lion is the shiz, and then we had transformations and weapons, and we hoard out a toy and had a cool greater power. And, it was really nice. It sucks that we can't bring Sid back, but oh well. It's fine.
What are you gonna do when you get turned into a Cyberman?
Yeah.
You're just gonna be like, day late.
Sure.
I used to be Jackie Tyler. No. Some people will get that out there.
All three people that actually get your jokes will get it.
It's a Doctor Who joke, right?
Yeah. That's what Cybermen basically are. They just take the brain and put it in a metal body. So,
well, good for you. So anyway, moving along. So you guys' thoughts?
Okay. So
you just think you can go first?
Yeah. No,
great thoughts. Moving
along. You're going first on the next one.
That's true. That's because I read it.
So.
Awesome always first. Anyway.
Well, I don't think it was a good tribute. It was a really, really, really well done episode.
It was like a successful cameo.
It felt more cameo-ish to me because, I mean, Joe was there and he was helping. They didn't really do anything particularly live man-ish because the episode was focused on Joe and Sid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in tribute aspect, I don't think it was a fantastic tribute, but I mean, the episode as a whole is probably one of my favorite Gokaiger episodes. I thought it was incredibly, incredibly well done. Like I mentioned on Twitter, I always thought Joe's actor was kind of really stiff, but evidently it's just the character.
He was always
because...
like, give me the advent deck. Oh, wait, that's
because I think he did a pretty good job being fairly emotional in this episode, so
He did.
I have to give props to him for that. I was kind of hard on him for no reason. Hard on him. Those zippers that get me going, they're so metallic. And
he's got so many things in those zippers.
I'm hard on him all the time.
Like, I love the zippers. The zippers and the long hair. Did you see that hair? It's so silky smooth.
It's Gorgas. No, it's not.
Honey,
Gorgas.
No one says Gorgas.
Wait, those are Gorgons. That's from Small Soldiers. Sorry.
Help!
Goddamn engine.
That was so funny. The goddamn engine. Oh no, he's got the goddamn engine.
The goddamn civilization.
Stop this. This is my goddamn heart right here.
Good old. What's his face?
Gotcha. Yeah,
that guy. That was too extreme.
Bookish! That was Jumba Whale. That was like Gaja Whale.
Oh, God.
Gaja.
But yeah, I thought it was really well done.
Pretty much the same thing as Brian said, is that it was more like what last week should have done as a successful cameo. It felt like more of a Joe Focus episode than a Live Man tribute. But hey, at least they got real people back. But I am kind of hoping that we do see like some more episodes that kind of pay tribute to like the shows, like the earlier ones. But
yeah.
It was definitely a really, really great Gokaiger episode. And I loved the fight when Doc just threw blocks.
He climbed up there.
You're Canadian. He climbed up there, you know? That's great.
Cat's accents are wearing off on me, I guess.
So great.
He just goes up there and picks up rocks and goes...
I know, it was so great. I was like, I really do like Doc. He's hilarious.
Like that's probably one of my favorite characters. I mean, we don't really know much about his backstory, but just the way he fights is hysterical.
Oh, no, it's fantastic. My favorite's still when he had, like, the grass bushes on him. Like, it was hilarious. Like, I just love it.
Was he trying to hide? What was he effectively trying to accomplish?
I don't know. It's just great, but that was a good part. The gold mode thing stopped bugging me because I think of it as that's his final wave.
Yeah, but, that's pretty much all it is at this point.
But the Furuyamaru bugged the shit out of me. Because, like, I just don't like the, like, alright, we got the super cool new power. Okay, let's switch. Like, no.
Well, their super cool new power was generating a robot that apparently can't move.
Yeah.
It just kind of moved forward.
What about that? That's what all Sentai robots are. Like, Samurai Howe, G12, it just moves its arms. It's like, come on! I'm almost there!
I just watched the episode where G12 premiered. It was hysterical.
He's like, alright, I'm almost there. You wait, I'm going to kill you.
Poor Kagar is like, ow, it hurts.
It hurts when I breathe.
Why are you breathing so hard? So I can live, Gator Gator.
A nice accent added to him.
But yeah, good episode.
My Kagar's Cajun, damn it.
Cajun Gator.
Damn it, I was about to say it.
Lol, I can tell too for some reason. Oh my god, hive mind. I think we all just start sharing the same thoughts. I think that's where those weird dreams come from. Anyway.
So where the bed ends up wet? Oh wait, that's something different.
It's time for Kevin to say something. Well, anything else to add?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say I liked how I had the whole, like, you know, the yellow lion guy was all like, talking about, like, the shit that happened when he was fighting and how, like, it's in a way similar to Joe with somebody, like, losing their humanity. And he's like, you know, and so that he can relate to him and he can help him out that way. And he's like, you know, it still bothers me. That's why I still continue what I'm doing and whatever else. So that was pretty neat.
That reminds me, I also forgot to mention that, like, I'm kind of glad Sid's not coming back. Like, part of me thought it would be neat to get him back as, like, maybe a later potential Gokaiger or something we talked about before. Mm-hmm. But I like when series don't do the predictable thing of always bringing them back and they leave it the way it is. Like,
yeah.
Bug me about, like, oh, Isinia's alive. Oh, Jack's girlfriend with the mercury eyes, it's really Tizon's girlfriend's alive. Whatever her name was. Janet? Was it? What was her name?
Janice?
Yes. Bob?
I don't remember.
Melinda? Yeah, okay. But I like when they don't always go with, like, the traditional, like, oh, everything's all happy and we have our friend back explanation.
Yeah.
It always sounds bad. I'm like, they should have left him dead.
Dead.
Like, when/if he does get defeated, like, I hope as far as they go is, like, he gets a bit of his personality back and, like, says some little speech and then explodes or something.
Yeah. Or, like, maybe he, I don't know, like, stops his body long enough for Joe to kill him or something. I don't know. Anyway, speaking of death, let's talk about Forze.
Speaking of death?
I don't know. The musical bad. Number. Okay, so I'm going to read the summary to make the continuity of how the summaries are read in voice. We open with... And then I'll just bubble every now and then. No, just kidding. Okay. So we start up, and they're in the old Forze kitchens testing out the new hopping switch. And they're like, this thing's useless. And it's... I almost said it's peach. And it's pink. And we're not going to do this anymore. So then they go outside, and there's all kinds of fanfare over Japanese Sharpay. I'm going to try to dub Japay. And she's walking in slow motion, and everyone's like, oh my god, how do I do that? Because I can't do that. I've tried it. Walking in slow motion. No? All right, and then Gintaro was like, I challenge you to a duel. No, I'm just kidding. But wouldn't that be cool if people solve the real-life problems with duels? But he challenges and says, if you don't win...
It'd be more fun than arguing.
It would be hilarious. Like, damn it, you just robbed the store. All right, pull out your deck. So they do it in 5Ds. This is the police. Pull over. Dual modo. Autopilot. Oh, anyway. I'm getting off point. Okay. So, Gentaro's like, if you lose, then you're going to become my friend. And she's like, okay. It's kind of weird. What's with your hair? I don't know. And then, so he goes back to Paco again to question him. And then he ends up fighting his gang of Pockets. And I don't even know why he goes there. And then we have, I don't know what this guy's name's going to be. Right now, it's Japanese Perez Hilton. But I'm not sure. He's like the gay guy from Glee, but on the show. And he's like, oh, I have the perfect candidate. And he takes her to this one hot chick. And he's like, all right, you have to compete. In the, and then a chameleon attacks them. And they're like, oh, fuck. And he's like, all right, get out of here.
Verde's here.
And exactly. And he's like, no, it's the best fighter on two worlds. It's Camo. Anyway. And then he's like, you know what? Fuck secret identities. I'm just going to transform right in this classroom. So then he starts fighting them. And they end up outside at some point, and they get ganged up by the... And then the Scorpio... Zodiart shows up, and he's like, hey, I'll use this hopping switch. And then they do a bunch of, like, wire foo, and he falls over, and it's over. So then the hot candidate chick doesn't want to do the, whatever it's called, the 100-year pageant. What is it called?
Queen Fest?
Homecoming? Yeah. Queen Fest? What the fuck? They just made that up. Anyway, she says no, so they go ask Xenon, formerly known as New Hina, to compete. Indeed. And she dresses up as a satellite and dances around all cute. And this is, I didn't write this, this is no lie what came from the subs. And Japay says, you are 100% real. Damn it. You are 100% for real super retard. That's what the subs say. And then we endure like 5 minutes of her and her cohorts doing a dance number with cowboy hats. That seriously went on forever. And then the chameleon attacks them again, and he transforms, and they end up outside, and then he uses the hopping switch again, and then Kengo's like, it's not going to work, you're so stupid, and then it works. And then just before he kills them, a cloud of smoke appears, and he disappears, and he's like, drats. And then...
He appears in a cloud of smoke, he's VZ? Oh, God.
Yes. And then inside, Kristen Bell's character puts on a video to embarrass the girl. Oh, wait, that's a movie. Anyway, there's a movie showing earlier, a bikini scene of the girl throwing away all of her, Japay throwing away all her special gifts from all the classmates and being mean, and she's being heckled, and Forze is like, what's going on? Maybe I should DD untransform, because I'm just standing in the doorway, and then it ends. So, there's silence, so, somewhere, someone, yep. I don't know.
Yep.
Anyway, this That's episode was interesting, like, I'm still entertained by this show. Like, there's just something kind of relaxing to watch by it, but There we go. But like Brian said it perfectly in his tweet. Like, the high school theme was just kind of overwhelming in this episode. Mm-hmm. Like, the dance number kind of bugged me, and I like when we always talk about coming back to Samurai quickly, how they feel so disconnected from the world. I know it's only 3 episodes in, but I feel really disconnected from the rest of the world because they're always at the school.
Yeah, I'm hoping they branch out a little bit. I mean,
yeah, like, I want some random street fight scenes. Like, even the action happens in the classrooms. Like, it feels like we're never... It reminds me of Ned's. Like, we never see their houses, never see anywhere else but the school. And then there's, like, Gordy and old Psychowitz. No? All right.
Like MMPR, they're either at the juice bar or Random Forest.
Random Forest and picnic tables.
Yeah, there's picnic tables everywhere. Like, seriously. Kevin was like, fuck, I can't fight. There's no picnic table. Help! Tommy! That's why she was always screaming, because she couldn't find a picnic table. Remember the movie? She couldn't find one in that boulder area, so she just kept running. Why don't we have any picnic tables out here? I don't know how I got on that tangent. I'm supposed to be talking about Forza. Like, stop it with the slow motion, seriously. And her, like, little theme song that plays was stuck in my head, because I played it every 5 seconds, like, like, why are you in slow motion? This is stupid. I feel like I had more to say about it. It was just, like, it was entertaining, but, like, annoying at the same time. And I hate the hopping switch.
I mean, I'm with you there about the whole, like, entertaining but annoying. Like, I watched Gokaiser first, which was a good choice. And then I watched this, and I'm like, well, it was entertaining. I mean, I wasn't bored, but I was just kind of irritated throughout the entire thing.
Yeah. I really felt the Glee influence.
Yeah. It just, it didn't really, I think I'm still just not really into the whole high school setting.
Neither is he.
And so when they, like, shove it down your throat as much as in this episode, like, there really wasn't much action on the moon base and stuff. The fight scenes were kind of really dumb. So
there was some definite Koichi waifu going on there, though.
I love the waifu. It was fun.
There just wasn't as much, like, excitement to it as the first two episodes. It was just kind of so much fan service that I wanted to barf.
I was just going to say, that reminded me, you talked about the high school setting. Now, we did get, like, one or two comments that one time about people that said their high school is like that, but I defy you to find me a high school where there's a bunch of people having, like, a fanfare over one girl with, like, posters, and that she walks in slow motion. I don't think that happens.
And gives her gifts?
Exactly.
I went to high school for 4 years, and no one was that popular.
I know.
You didn't do it in, like, the 12 years that the MMPR guys did, or, like... That's good to know.
12 years.
Only took you 4.
But, like, I know that... Like, I was like, okay, there could be high schools like that, but not where people are like, oh my god, it's Jen. I don't know. Like, I've never seen anyone, like, have posters. Like, no one at my school cared about those, like, prom contests and shit. Like, and then no one walked in slow motion, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I walk everywhere in slow motion. That's why I'm always late.
Wasn't everyone, like, missing the presence of Tank? He was only there for, like, 5 seconds.
I know, he was just there. He was like, yeah, that's my bitch. And then he was gone.
She sets me up good.
He's like, that's my bitch. And then he just ducks down into the crowd and disappears. Oh, Tank.
Well,
I really enjoyed Creepy Goth Girl this episode.
What did she do? I forget.
She just stood in the back of their crowd and laughing? Enjoyed Yuki's performance. And then when... Japanese Sharpay came on, she was just like, meh, and started playing on her iPad.
She's like, let's look up Kamen Rider episodes on Henshin Fever.
I enjoyed this episode. The Scorpio guy was really cool with his little, like, I throw off my cloak and now I glow and I beat you up.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I'm glad they have bodies underneath the cloaks.
I like when Suspenders Man put the moves on that teacher.
Suspenders Man?
Yes, that's his name. Her name is Mrs. MILF. Right now, tentatively. He was like, you know, if you were in this, you would win. And she's like, oh, stop. And then he just started rubbing his nipples with his suspenders. That's how I recall it.
Mrs. MILF.
And yes. I enjoyed the waifu, and I thought the hopping switch was hilarious. So at first, he's just bouncing all over the place like a retard. And then just falls over. And then the Scorpio was just like, well... I guess I'm done here. He beat himself up so I can just leave. Walks away. But I like how at the beginning, like, we see that we don't just have access to all of his abilities at once. We have to actually, like, pretty much make the switches and test them and work them out. And so we're going to be getting them gradually over the next whatever.
Yeah. So it's like, from what I understand, they have all 40. They just kind of need to learn to activate all 40.
Yeah.
Or they have to build them or something. Because they're all the slots are, like, at least in the first episode, they weren't all filled.
Yeah.
So maybe they just have the blueprints.
Well, those there were switches all in those slots. They were just,
in all 40?
Yeah. They were just blank versions of 1 through 4. Like, if you look at it and you just, like, paint all the, like, the orange and blue part black and then you take the sticker off, that's what it looked like to me, is that that's what was in there. It was just blank, like, capsule switches.
Probably.
And just all painted black. And because they all had, like, that. I saw a bunch of the rocket top and the launcher top just, like, sitting there. And I also liked how, like, Gentaro was just walking around with the hopping switch, clicking it like a child. I'm like, see, it's not just me and Kengo. It's everyone does this, these things.
But he didn't walk in slow motion when he did it like Kengo. You should call it slow mo high.
This is true. But I thought it was a fun episode. I enjoy it. Forze is pretty hilarious. And I also like, you see, like, the other, like, main characters, like, was it Jake and Goth Girl are all, like, they've all seen him transform, so they're in on the secret, and they're kind of, like, slowly getting in on this kind of thing. And
do we have a name for Jake yet?
Jake Martinez.
Japanese Perez Hilton, I believe.
That's at the moment. I'm trying to think of something better.
But I like he wears a fleur-de-lis ring, because that is...
I think he's just
fucking gay.
I'm pretty sure he is. But
pretty sure.
He's
like,
metrosexual.
People with no gaydar can tell he's gay.
He's like Ryan Seacrest.
Gaydar. Come on. That was clever. Damn it.
Look, take comfort in the fact that Kiefer's laughing at you.
Okay. Thank you, Kiefer.
So yeah, it was fun. It'll be fun next week when Magi Guhan Doon, and that'll be fun.
Yeah,
that certainly goes with the Gator switch.
Gator switch.
You get a magic hand and a pogo stick together.
And couldn't you just feel the sexual tension between Gentaro and Jappe? I smell a love triangle coming.
Jappe.
Yes, Japanese Sharpe.
That's fantastic.
I noticed that all the switches for his left leg make him unable to stand properly. All the switches for his right leg are just like a box that wraps around his foot. Like, if you look, like, yeah. Two is the... his right leg has launcher, it has chainsaw, and then if you watch the Gombard videos, you can see Beat and Smoke, which are just like boxes that are just around his foot, so he can stand normal and use them.
So maybe a dumb question, because I just don't pay much attention, but are hopping and drill different legs?
No, that's the same leg.
Oh, damn it. Because I was hoping he'd walk on, like, stilts.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for, too, but they're both left leg. And then Spike from the Gombard video is a club leg.
Spike switch? Just brings out Spike?
It's like a spiked club leg, and it allows him to not be able to stand properly either. So all those left leg switches make him lopsided.
Fun facts with Jedimon.
He always looks really weird.
Yeah. He was like leaning over, like, hey, just chilling.
Hey, man. My babies. My babies.
Killed that bitch. The evil version. It was fun.
Somebody needs to die in a hole.
Are they really?
Yeah, it's you.
It's creepy.
I know you want to do it.
Sure.
So?
Okay. Let's just move along.
Move along. Move along. Last time I was on the
radio. I hate it. How we did that.
Stops now. And now we're on to the second ever retrospective writer rambles, with the word writer loosely defined. Okay, so we'll start with the summary, which I'm not reading from any source whatsoever, and there's no way Brian's looking at it. Cut to footage of Brian looking at it, and Kevin spinning something on his computer. I don't know.
A Chaos Emerald. Thank you, Metal Symphony.
Anyway, okay. On the remote planet of Edenoi, a young prince by the name of Dex... nerd, inherited the powers of the Masked Rider from his grandfather, King Lexion. With these powers, Dex can transform into the almighty Masked Rider to the max. Hero of justice. He does justice.
The hero defends of Keith all, Justice? What?
Defends all good and pure against the ruthless tyrant Count Dragon, who also happens to be his uncle. Oh my god! It's his uncle Victor, who was once Todd. No? Damn it, Brian, don't you go on mute. Kevin's hitting me over the head. Just leave me alone. Count Dragon and his army conquered the peaceful planet. Dex and his allies were the only ones to defend the homeworld against his forces. Later, Dex discovers he's heading for Earth, so unable to stand by and do nothing because he's a goody-two-shoes, he goes there to stop him. Why didn't he just take his own planet back while he was on Earth? I don't know. Upon his arrival, he is put into a politically correct family. Yeah. What is that about? Why is...
Shut up, okay?
Anyway, Dex is adopted by a family of people that are in no way adopted. They're clearly all genetically related. And there's also a Furbus at some point who's a Furby. And then they fight. And then at some point they took Shadow Moon's antennas and stood him up straight and made him a villain. And that's the story of Masked Rider.
Okay. So the story. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so on to character. Character, just one.
The Masked Rider, really, outside of the whole base setup that, like, oh, you'd know your attack and Lexion, brr, brr, brr. Outside of that, it didn't have any sort of, like, overall story except for, like, the occasional two-parters. I mean, even Shadow Moon, which was Robo Rider here, was a two-episode arc and that was it. That was when he got Super Gold. And
it's like VR Troopers, basically. What it is, VR Troopers.
It was an episodic show to mimic Power Rangers using Black RX, and that's about as far as it went.
And yeah. Making it politically correct.
Like,
and it was stupid.
I want to touch upon that later, actually.
Yeah.
Like, back then, I liked the idea of me hearing my own voice when I'm talking because of Kevin's microphone, but then I hated it. No, fine.
I don't hear it.
I can hear my own voice, but I'm hearing the voices.
I can hear your voice too, but that's because you're coming through the speaker.
Anyway, I like the idea of like them introducing Masked Rider through Power Rangers and making it in the same universe. And why did they drop that?
Did they drop it?
Yeah, because they didn't.
I mean, I know they never mentioned it again, but did they necessarily drop it?
That's what I always heard, is that they just decided not to connect them. I thought they, like, rewrote it.
Oh, I don't know.
But, like, I liked that idea back then.
He definitely changed as a person.
Oh, wait. Obligatory. I have Amazon! All right. He had to have three of them.
Okay. He definitely changed as a character between meeting the Power Rangers and having his own show.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. Is like,
he had, like, swelled head and...
Because they never mentioned Masked Rider and Power Rangers and... Rangers and Masked Rider and vice versa. Right. Like, that makes sense. But I don't know why. Well, I guess the show ended up getting canceled. But I don't know why they wouldn't just start with Black and then Black RX after that. Unless they would have done it reverse, which would have been hilarious. Like the Ninja Megazord and the Shogun Megazord.
You just downgraded. Like, I don't know why they... Well...
The forms, maybe. It's like some more toy.
Black RX had... I mean, his base form... Super Gold, Super Blue, he had the bike, he had a car. So, he had more marketable material than Black did, I think.
Yeah.
So, Black really only had Battle Hopper.
They could have used Black as another form.
Yeah, they could have.
Like, Super Black?
That would have took too much creativity, but...
Yeah.
This is Saban we're talking about.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a lot of quote-unquote creativity in...
Like, the, what
I mean,
may or may not have been the throwback to... Shadow Moon, but it could have just been a mistake.
Look, let me think what I want.
You want more of those sandwiches, the Ritz bits?
I do. They're sitting here.
Brian just sitting there, like, can't wait till this is done so I can just kill those with my mouth.
There really isn't anything to talk about with story. I mean, as for production, I guess we can kind of toss that in here too. Just
well, I have a question.
It was bloody awful. Sorry.
Okay, so are those cheese or peanut butter?
Cheese.
Okay. Is that the question?
Yes.
good.
Well, I'm so, sorry. We were off topic for a second, and I didn't want to.
So the next category is hero instead of hero.
Well, hold on. I'm talking about.
I can be your hero, baby.
Oh. I thought I covered it by saying it was bloody awful.
Well, you okay, can't so, take yeah. my breath away.
Why, are you singing
why does he know places? All of these songs?
I don't know. I think Kevin's a robot. I think he's one of those fembots from Austin Powers.
I don't have guns in my nipples.
As far as you know.
This is true.
What the fuck? Someone just tried to shoot us.
If you take a look at Masked Rider in A Friend in Need, and then compare him to the show, there's a pretty big difference, actually. Ow. I mean, Dex is more or less the same kind of character, but the way they were originally structuring Masked Rider was apparently from what I heard. I don't know if this is true or not. Just this is what I heard.
Told you, I know some guy.
I read it. I honestly don't remember where I read it. But it was supposed to be a little bit higher of a target audience than PR was. Kind of similar to how Kamen Rider works compared to Sentai.
Yeah.
But the S&P, Standards and Practices, they didn't like anything that they made. They were like, it's too violent, it's too this, it's too that. So that's how we went from a, not gritty, because it was still 90s cheesy stuff, but with A Friend in Need to this extraordinarily lighthearted, politically correct, beyond belief show that was Masked Rider.
Yeah.
So, those guys were clearly fam.
Oh. Clearly they were suckers.
Clearly they are related by
exterminate
blood.
I think Kevin's a Dalek. That's how he remembers all this shit.
Probably. Who knows? All I know is it was apparently supposed to be a little bit more of an older target audience, and then FCC, Standards and Practices, they were like, nope.
If it were a target audience, then the theme song would have been Denim.
Denim. Sean Rad Hoodies and Denim.
Master Rider.
Black RX clothes and hair gel.
Clever. See, I actually laughed at your joke for once.
Thank you. That made my month.
Made his month more than getting his period done.
Indeed. Indeed. Anyway. Let's see. What else? Nothing really for production. That was all I really wanted to talk about was...
The editing was kind of shit, like VR Troopers.
Oh, God, the editing was horrible. Like, There were scenes where, like, Dex would magically be in different clothes, Asian, and have really thick hair.
Well, okay, you have to understand, Brian, they were using Black RX footage, Black footage, Zio and J.
Where does the Zio and J footage come from?
Well, like, for one thing, the first villain. Monster he fights in the first episode is the Neo Orgasm.
Are you serious? That's horrible.
Oh, episode, like, 3 reference there. 4?
Yeah.
Someone close to that. God, that is the Neo Orgasm.
Yeah, I told you.
Shit, yeah. Dog.
Shit, dog. It's Randy. I'm
Thanks,
new Randy.
New Randy.
No, new Randy's firm. Oh, God. Did you say that he was tough and his friend came out? Not affiliated. I work for Dagley Insurance.
Oh, I like it, Fer.
Like, they should have used, like, they had Ninja Ranger power in Mighty Morphin. They should have been, like, Asian power or something.
Asian man power.
Like, Asian actor power. And then, like, you just see, like, a morphing sequence of his face turning into whatever Black RX's name is.
He becomes Tetsuo Karata, and, like, he is all slanty eyed and.
Yeah. Yes.
Tetsuo Karata is the actor.
Yeah. He's awesome.
See, Kevin, you messed me up. I would have thought that was his name. I don't remember their actors' names. They're all the same person.
He has his own, like, steakhouse or something.
I know. I wanted to go use meat.
Oh, God. That's even worse than what I said on New Randy.
That was a really old podcast joke.
I know.
But
go eat it.
Where was I going with this? I don't remember.
Sean White, hoodies and denim.
I have a VHS tape that has the a condensed A Friend in Need and then the two Super Gold episodes on it.
I have a VHS player. Oh.
Together we can watch it.
Together we can fight the fight. Let's ride.
But
together we'll be stronger.
Like, I remember watching that and just like the fact that they were using Black RX footage of people was incredible to me. I'm like, you're this bad?
It's like they had the A-team working on PR, which is a loosely defined term of A-team, and they just put B-team on all these other shows. And the B-team was like the sandwich crew. They were like craft services, but they didn't even have craft services.
B-team, you are in charge of, well, everything else.
Like, I'm just the coffee guy. Like, I just get, yeah, you're producing a show now, buddy.
Producer.
You're in charge of Mass
Rider. Executive producer, go.
Right. I don't even work here. I think what happened was that somebody ordered a Furby on the set of Power Rangers, and then they thought he was an employee, and they put him in charge of Masked Rider. True facts.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right, so. Hero?
Yeah, Hero.
Hero could travel through time when he squinted his eyes. Wait a minute.
He works at my Steak and Shake.
There's a guy named Hero?
No, what's his name? It's like a very generic American name. But he looks exactly like Hero. Bracely.
Where's Ando? No? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dex wore that guy's clothes.
Yeah, they had him in like yellow, not yellow, goddamn, white.
Goddamn, man! Earl! Sorry.
White track jackets, like, through half the show because that's what Kotaro wore.
Like,
Black RX,
except it was
10
years earlier, so.
Like, the picture.
And it wasn't
here,
the same fucking track jacket either.
The picture on Ranger Central, like, it looks like an optical illusion. Like, it looks like he's supposed to be wearing, like, a bow tie with a white shirt, but it's not. Like, it's like, it's messing with me, man.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Hey, meh. And how about that episode where Black and Black RX teamed up, and then there was that Skasa guy? Oh.
Oh. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. That's.
God, could you imagine if Saban made DK and they did that? They go to Black RX World and there's Dex playing it out with Furbus. Instead of looking for, what is it, like Toku Joe, whatever his name is, he's looking for.
Toku Joe.
he's looking for Furbus.
That's one of our listeners.
I know.
Close enough. I forgot the guy's name, but it's close
Kaze
enough.
Kaze no Joe, I think.
Yeah, it was close.
Kaze no Shizuka?
Oh, she's off with Owl.
Who?
Mr. Owl, how many licks did it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center for Tootsie Pop?
He's probably trying to fend up by licking Kaze no Shizuka.
God, and then she. Oh, they're creepy boys.
Dawson's not sleeping tonight.
No sleep tonight. No. Just like that. We're not even talking about the character. All right,
Dex. You could tell he was an alien. He was a dude. He was an actor.
He's like Fred from the Fred videos.
Where do you get that from?
Well, like the alien thing, because there's supposed to be a new pilot for him to play an alien. I don't know. That'd be hilarious. Fred for Masked Rider. Except not.
But I mean, I didn't really have too many problems with him as an actor, but I mean, the character was just kind of bland, from what I remember.
He's like a one-dimensional character, and it's horrible because he's only there to bounce off of himself and a Furby.
Well, he was kind of like generic alien. Like,
yeah.
I'm an alien, I know absolutely nothing, which, I mean, is fine. I don't want the alien to arrive and know everything about Earth ever. It's just incredibly unrealistic, but I mean, at the same time, it was played up so much.
He's like the guy from Animorphs, but not cool.
Kind of. I agree, except not cool. But I don't know. I mean, I didn't really have too many problems with him. He just wasn't really a
memorable character.
Memorable.
I just remember his name. That's all character. I remember. He starred in the movie My Freydan Edenoyan. My Freydan? Wow, that joke fucked. My favorite. It was supposed
that
to be off my
fucked.
Favorite Martian. Well, yeah, because it's supposed to be off My Favorite Martian and My Favorite Edenoyan. They
Lloyd
couldn't figure
it.
Out how to say Edenoyan.
Edenoyan?
So it, like, merged with favorites. Aw, oh, hell.
You're an idiot. And now you've killed Brian.
Today to say when you laugh so hard, you stop making noise. I'm like, it's Brian.
It is
Brian.
You've killed Brian.
He is Casey Bradford.
That's not Epic Tweets. That's a man, baby.
So apparently he has superhuman strength, super speed, and telekinetic abilities. Way to be an asshole.
He's like, way to be Andros.
But cooler.
I don't know anything about Dex, really.
Yeah.
But like I said, I didn't really have too much of a problem with him. I have a problem with the show.
Yeah.
He had a fun crystal. That crystal thing was pretty fun, though. He would just sit there and be like, I can show you things with my old forehead
I can show
TV.
You the world.
Shining, shimmering, splendid. Now tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes. Take you wonder by wonder. Over, sideways, and under.
Okay, hold on a second. random tangent.
Random tangent.
That song is totally about sex.
Probably.
Really?
Look at the lyrics.
I've never
totally
thought about
like
them
the
enough.
Sex song.
Sex. That's actually what it's called.
It is in a foreign language. Translate the title. It means sex song.
The sex song.
A whole new world.
Stop playing with toys. I'm just kidding. This is a sex song when Gold Roder has sex with other things. And it's Baby is that RPM toy thing that Brian reviewed.
What is that thing?
It's in your box, your graveyard.
No, it's up on where?
Through an endless diamond sky, a whole new world.
Okay. So, anywho.
Eight.
Ratchet, wheel.
Ratchet Clank.
I think we should probably just move on because we're just kind of sitting here going,
yeah.
Dex is with derp.
Right, do we do allies next? Is
yeah.
it?
Are we going to talk about his forms any or?
That's suits.
Or is that later?
That would be suits, I guess.
Okay.
Because this is more about characters and there
yeah.
wasn't any.
Alright, so are we going? Then are we going allies? Is that
yeah.
how we're doing?
Yes.
Okay. I forgot. I'm like, wait, where are we?
Furbus.
Furbus
oh,
is a very special friend.
Furbus?
I'm not reading that. Shut up.
Furbus is the reason to watch.
He should have been Masked Rider.
We all know what he uses that beak for.
Oh my god, Furbus sleeps in a small room underneath the Stewart stairs. He's Harry Potter.
Oh god, that's terrific. Furbus is the most magical being ever. He's the chosen one.
Beautiful salon quality hair. Check out
no, I don't want quality hair. I just washed it.
More hair tips and the latest style trends.
Oh boy, am I gonna hear about the latest hair tips now? Where are they?
That's the ad that popped up when I went to learn about Furbus.
The hair tips. Oh my god. Anyway, back to Furbus and the Sorcerer's Stone.
That would be an awesome film.
The most epic one would be Furbus and the Deathly Hallows.
So, Mini-Me was his suit actor.
Was he?
Are you
yeah.
serious?
Oh my god, he's more badass now! He's like, ee, ee! And he's like, peace, and he's like, I tried this before, and then he starts beating him up. And then he's like, do you want a little clone inside you? And, oh, man. Okay. Got all excited.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
One of the first things he did.
He's also the circus owner from Bubble Boy.
Oh, man. But I really liked Furbus. He was obnoxious and cuddly, and he looked kind of like a mixture between a Furby and a platypus.
He's a Furbipus. A Purby. But yeah, he's pretty adorable. He looks like a Digimon made to life.
Yeah, I liked him. I mean, he was annoying and stupid and pretty much pointless. No, but he was adorable, so I liked him.
And then you get the whole, like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, Furbus or the Furbies?
If my timing's right, Furbus came first.
And then those people just ripped him off?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Jerks. Those are jerks.
Who made Furbies?
A toy company? Somebody look it up besides me.
I'm on it.
Okay. Brian's on the case.
And I'm on your mom.
Furby.
Mattel. Is it Mattel?
Tiger Electronics.
Damn. Oh, you've been served.
I was guessing. Your mom's been served.
Really?
I thought you might have known.
And Bunny?
Damn it. Stupid hive mind. I think one day the podcast is just going to be all one collective voice. It's going to be creepy. Oh boy, they're back. Lie down. I gotta find out what tips.
Oh, look, the egg close.
Wait. No! Bear tips. Bear tips. I want them.
In fashion, style is from hair.
Yes!
And as
no!
a care sponsor of Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, TRESemmé shows you how to complete the hottest runway looks
with
salon quality hair. Check out these how-to videos and go to TRESemmé.com for more hair tips and the latest style trends.
TRESemmé.com, ooh la la.
TRESemmé, TRESemmé, ooh la la.
What the fuck are we talking about?
We're talking about
Furbus?
Furbus.
I'm done with Furbus. I mean, he was awesome.
It was everyone.
And then he went on to become the greatest wizard that ever lived. And he's the chosen one!
He was.
You're supposed to destroy the uncle, not join him? Forgot his name. Lexian?
Dragon?
The old guy?
Dragon.
No. Yeah, that's it. Dragon. Dragon? They just took Dragon and replaced
him. Hello, Furbus. I'm going to kill you now.
Okay.
Apparently he's okay with that.
Anyway, so now the Stewart family?
Yeah, okay, so this family...
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait, I was going to say who they are. Barbara is a caring carterer? Wait, what? Am I reading this wrong?
Caterer. Anyway,
caterer. I saw an R. I thought the R was before the T. She's a carterer, and Hal is a full-time handyman and a part-time inventor who loves investigating the paranormal. Who are you going to call? Hal. Molly's in the same class as Dex, and she blends in with the other students. Is she a chameleon? Oh, no, wait. She helps him blend in. And Albie? What the fuck kind of name is Albie? What kind of a black man is named Albie? He's a little brother who looks up to Dex. He aspires to be a white alien. Reminds me of this kid in my class in middle school. He was this black kid and he wore like a sweater vest and shoes, and like this, my friend Irvin comes up to him and he goes, "What kind of a black man wears those shoes?" Anyway, back to the Stewart family.
Okay, so this family is pretty much like Standards and Practices the family. You've got a overweight American father
who has like a dick gun in this picture. It's like a giant camera thing. It's like the ultimate perv camera.
An Asian mother
who's got like big boobs,
who had a
like now I don't
a,
know that.
Like typical blonde female daughter. Wow. A male daughter.
I have a
actually
female son. That's funny.
And a little black kid. So they got pretty much all their bases covered except for Hispanic people, and apparently I don't think they had to cater to Hispanic people back then, so
that's because there were less Mexicans in Texas.
They were all coming over the border back then.
Yeah,
the border.
I was trying to find somewhere where it like legitimately said that Albie was adopted. I don't think it ever did. I mean, it's
Rocky. Rocky was still in Mexico trying to get his Zio crystal, so they don't have to cater to Mexicans yet.
Okay. I think the mom just got around. And somehow the girl has no Asian traits. I think that the girl was just switched at birth and they never figured it out.
Probably.
It's a good show.
Oh,
God damn it, whore.
I mean, there really isn't too much to... The family was kind of like the Hillhurst monsters and the fact that they were just there for the antics.
Except they're not
awesome.
Except
they weren't cool. They were pretty much annoying. And Molly was pretty much just there to be Dex's anchor in the human world. And Albie was just there to be
Molly?
Annoying. I scrolled down the page.
Oh, and you see everyone? Yeah,
we'll
this is going to be
there.
Fun.
We'll get there, buddy.
It's going to be fun. I got jokes ready. Kevin's already heard them all.
Oh, they just look so stupid.
But yeah, that's really all the Stewart family did was take care of them.
Oh, look at that fat guy. Oh, what's going on?
So, King Lexian? Asian Gandalf? Damn it! You people! Get out of my head!
He did visit Dex once when Santa granted Dex his wish of wanting to be with his family.
Oh my
Hot
god.
Hot damn.
That made the profile. That's how bad this show is. Why is his beard sparkly?
Because he's made of magic. He's Dumbledore.
He's made of magic.
He's sparkly.
Dumbledore.
He's so Asian.
Lasers.
Looks like a serious stoner.
Lexian.
Was he the original? I think he was in this universe. He was Rider One.
I would buy that if we wanted to branch this horrible, horrible universe further. I could.
Ichigo's name in this version is Nigo. And Nigo's is Ichigo. It's weird to think that when this was made, Kuga and shit didn't exist yet.
Yeah.
Right?
Feels like they've been around as long as I can remember.
Nope. Huh? We got some Edenoidian?
Zarius? Yeah, see how hard it is?
Edenoidian.
Zarius,
Barrett,
and Denius.
Okay, really, we're skipping the Asian one and the chick one. Because yeah. Denius was the only one that was important.
Except for Farian kind of looks like Zeron Zephyr.
He does!
Sort of.
When
Zeron
he gets
never
older,
told us he was in Max Rider.
It kind of does. Oh, God.
He looks like him when he becomes older and he's become a warrior. Like.
Denius was Dex's best friend that turned into Robo
Shadow
Rider,
Moon?
Shadow Moon, whatever.
He denies everything.
Is
that more like a seizure instead of a laugh?
He went to Earth, gave him super gold after he killed himself. And, well, Shadow Rider Robo thing. And then he came back to give Dex Super Blue, and I think that's the only two things he did in the entire show. So,
despite Shadow Moon being a big deal, it seems weird. He's struggling to use footage.
I was surprised they only used two episodes for the whole Shadow Moon thing. They could have dragged that on a lot longer.
Especially since they always run out of footage with Shad, and they just throw away a bunch of important footage.
How long was Shadow Moon in Black RX?
Fuck if I know.
I figured Kevin would know.
I could look it up.
Just out of general curiosity. I mean, I know he was in a majority of Black, if I remember correctly. I don't know how,
yeah,
how
he was,
long
he was
in
main,
Black RX.
I mean, he's a main character in Black. Let's see. List of Black RX characters.
Moon dude. Moon dude.
Moon
shoes.
Hippie
popper. Retard. Shoot. I don't know.
Ball suckers. Ball suckers.
More fun, man. Terrifying.
That is up to debate.
It doesn't say here. He returns years later to seek revenge against Kotaro, who is now Black RX. He lost his memories after Gargum's destruction. He defeated by Black RX.
He defeated by Black RX.
It doesn't say how long he was there, but it can't have been very long.
Yeah, that was probably why they only did it for two episodes, but still.
Oh, well. It just seems like he should have been a
sock and boppers, sock and boppers.
So, I want to talk about why everyone lets Moondude look after their kids when he's clearly a pedophile. Like, he needs to be on to catch a predator.
Well, they didn't have that back then, you see.
He is a very interesting character.
He's one of those characters I look at from, like, Saban 90s era stuff, like this and VR Troopers, and I'm just like, what the fuck? They really did put some random employee in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of the show, so I don't know what this guy did.
Don't tell them.
Don't tell them.
She's like the evil version of Charles Carmichael. Patsy, what is she holding in this picture? It looks like a probe.
It's a vibrator.
Oh, God. That's more fun than a pillow.
I think it's like a rake or something, but we'll just go with vibrator for...
Oh, it's one of those, like, Hitachi when you got to plug into the wall.
She's the most popular girl. Look how ugly she is.
They didn't have high standards in the school.
They didn't have Japanese Sharpay.
Japay?
I mean, look at her.
Look at a drink. I'll take a Vente Japay. Extra foam.
Look at Herbie.
Why do you think I was laughing so hard?
He looks like the Shermanator from American Pie.
Yes, there we go. I mean, that if he was all like punked out, like he took some squat and that was like punk juice and
kind of. I mean, Patsy and Herbie were like Bulk and Skull but stupid. They all.
Weren't Bulk and Skull stupid?
Stupid. I mean, if you wanted to throw the genders around, you could say they were closer to Cassidy and Devin. But they were just there to piss off everyone. Except Herbie. Herbie was, like, not a bitch, but Patsy was a bitch.
Well, I mean, he's always, like, prepared for extermination. And then Nadia slept with him. And I think he ended up working at the school or something in one of the spin-offs.
He was a counselor and then sent little Stiff to band camp.
He's going to be in American Pie 4. That's going to be fun.
Fun times. But they were pretty stupid.
How about Henry Chambers? I don't like the fact that he has a fascination with Dex. And he's dressed like the 11th Doctor.
Chambers.
He's just like the 11th Doctor.
His name's Chambers now. I renamed him. The guy below him is now officially known as Horace P. McTitties as well.
Had a very interesting school staff in this show, apparently.
They have two guys. There's a lot to them. A guy that's like a pedophilely obsessed with Dex, and then the other one just has the description for every teacher ever.
Moondude is the owner of Cosmos Arcade. He has nothing to do with the school. The arcade. So known as the sex shop.
Ooh, that's where Patsy got her little device from. She's holding. That explains everything.
We had a wonderful cast of allies in the show.
Sorry,
none of them are allies, and all of them are annoying.
Yeah. Okay, so villains?
Sure,
okay, because I'd start making fun of this right away.
Dragon's the only one I remember, so...
Count Dragon looked like if they cut the horns off of Nukas and spray-painted him gold. That's what he looks like. And he kind of looks like some kind of weird pimp pervert. He did evil stuff. I have an action figure of him.
He enslaved
Edenoians.
Right.
He's like Lothor, but not cool. Because he's an evil uncle.
Basically.
And look at Nefaria. She looks like a robotic Indian. Because she's got a feather. See?
That is a feathery ass.
But she's also Asian. Look at her. She's got to be Asian. She's angry. Asian. Look at
her. She had to be Asian, so when they used Black RX footage, it didn't matter. Vibra. It was like Vibra. Yeah.
She rarely goes into battle, visits Earth, relay commands of supernatural monsters. She's sometimes flirted with Dragon.
So she's awesome a spinster, except
a woman.
Female and Asian.
Her eyes glow red when she's angry. Doesn't everybody? I thought it was just everyone.
Me too.
Fact? Really? Isn't this one of the robots from Portal?
Kind of.
Double face.
What?
Double.
Why is his name Double Face? He only has.
Because I can't go with Two Face.
He has one face and a visor. That doesn't count.
Underneath the visor, you can see another face.
Because they can't go with Two Face.
Well, it's better than being named Gork.
He had a dragon had a very awkward bunch of people working for him.
Yeah, look at the. Cyclopter looks like his illegitimate son. Oh, look at these guys. What a bunch of maggots.
Oh. Moogers.
Moogers. Maggots.
Oh they spew God. Slime and shoot thread.
Oh my God. Ooh, that sounds dirty. This whole show is perverted.
Were maggots in BlackRx or?
Well, they weren't called maggots.
I don't recognize them. I could look it up right quick on this wonderful website we're on, BlackRx.
Please do. They look like something that could possibly be American.
Okay, well, let's see. General Jark is Dragon. And then Mary Baron's this chick who looks almost the same as over here. Bossgun is the two-faced guy. Ghidorian is Gork. Gatezon is the Cyclops guy. The fact is Chief Cabinet Secretary Robot Chakram. They had chaps. That is
Are they the same things?
No. This is
chaps.
I can't find the chap.
Stop.
Hold on.
You're making that up.
Chaps.
Good day, chaps. Go out there and kill some riders. Stop. This is a joke. General Jark.
They look like a Sentai team.
Like General Jerk. Chaps? They kind of look like a team of elite hockey robbers. That, like, go into a jewelry store and, like, pass around the diamonds with hockey sticks. Why didn't we get Colonial Dismodder? Damn it, I always say that. I'm sorry, I read words the way they're spelled, Bologna. Colonel
Truman.
I'm still looking for anywhere on this website if there's maggots. Aside from inside Brian's fridge.
They're probably American.
Yeah, they look American. Look at the background in the picture. That's definitely an American background.
That's true.
Well, yeah.
Good. The main villain for Black looks like a white version of Palpatine.
Yeah. Well, in any case,
just everyday people. Anyway,
pretty much.
Going back to where was
I? In fact, for all we know, that picture's taken outside the juice bar.
Probably is. It's probably the same goddamn building.
So, as for monsters, we have Destructosphere. That's clever.
For monsters.
Well, but I want to make fun of their names.
Okay.
What about Iron Beetletron?
Well, Destructosphere is the Neo-Orgasm.
Look, they just take the word Tron and sect and add it to the end of everything.
Arvatron. Mandible. They just took a fucking...
Oh my God. I can't believe they even made these names up here. Waterbug? Dude, that's creative.
What about the Crimson Creeper?
That sounds like the name of a local rapist on like the news. The Crimson Creeper... Crimson Creeper strikes again in the metro area.
Yes.
He climbed into windows and snatched your people up.
They even messed up Shadow Moon. They dropped him after they bought him, and they had to glue his antennas back on. And then his leg just popped off when they were going over the articulation.
And then they got his name wrong. He's Robo Rider. Super Goals is Robo Rider.
I know, right?
Because he was made with the Super Gold powers, and that's why they named him Robo Rider in dedication of BlackRx. I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. Audience,
stop
I'm lying.
Touching me.
Brian,
we can tell when you lie, Brian.
This is pretty much sect and Tron at the end of everything.
I told you.
This is pathetic.
I told you.
Turtle Tron.
Coming for you.
Liquid sect. Waterbug.
Waterbug.
Potassium. Firebug.
Potassium? It's an evil potassium.
Eat bananas, you fucks.
Helioloid. Triptron.
He makes people trip.
Hydro sect. Looks like someone of SPD.
SPD emergency.
Not from BlackRx. Does that mean it was American? Or?
It means it could be from something else. Like it could be from Black or We Made It or.
Strongman.
Thanks.
I'm Amazon. Okay. That was two.
I'm Amazon, bitch.
Stop it, Gilmon. No more bread for you. Takatomon's bled dry.
I will tattoo you in your pants.
That's not a really stitch. Anyway, should we talk about Arsenal now?
Arsenal, yeah, I mean, there really isn't too much to go over with the villains.
Yeah, I was thinking about Arsenal. Yeah, they're just funny. I like to laugh
at them. In A Friend in Need, they're like, Count Dragon was an arch rival of Lord Zedd. Like, they could have built a lot in this show if they attached it to the PR universe like they were going to.
Yeah.
Like, they could have did a lot with it. Like, and at the time, I would have approved of it. Like, now with Power Rider, I don't really want it to be.
Yeah, the same here. Like, back then, before I knew of stuff, I was like, that's cool. But now I don't want it to happen anymore. Security.
I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on that Live Man theme from yesterday. I mean, earlier.
Oh, right.
It's the same day. What are you talking about? We just used time.
It's not Wednesday.
No, it's not. It's clearly
You're
Tuesday.
Right, it's Thursday, yo.
No, it's Tuesday. Shh.
I don't know where I am. I'm from the future.
Okay. Arsenal.
I'm a force from the future.
Okay. So, well, considering you forgot transformation and
oh.
forgot suits.
God, Dawson,
okay,
get
but...
suits. It's a program, you son
suit.
Of
okay, I'm sorry. I forgot. It confuses me because I saw Furby and I got all wet. And I mean, Furbis. Okay, suits. Wait, transformation. I forgot. I think he said ectophase activate and then it was there.
Yeah, I think it was.
I think they just zoomed in on the belt.
Similar to the Black RX Henshin sequence. I think it was the same in A Friend in Need, and then in the show it was something simpler. But yeah, it was pretty much just the belt buckle and it glue, and then he transformed. It was.
It glue?
It glue.
It glue. It's like grew, but glue. No?
Glowed?
I know what glue means. I know.
What is glue? Is glue even a word? Well, I know.
I thought it was a word.
I know glue is a word.
Look, we can. They made up the words back in the olden days, so why can't we make up words now?
The word is glowed, you idiot.
We can make it up.
Glue.
Anyway, speaking of glue, how about this Electro Sabre? I know it's safe. You know what, people in the background?
I'm watching ectophase activate.
Oh. Someone's mech-teching. Who's mech-teching?
Transformation wasn't actually all that
Jesus.
Bad.
Shut up, you.
Shut up, Albie.
I take Brian's opinion and make it my own.
Yeah, the belt glowed and then turned into the helmet, and then all of a sudden he was transformed, and then he glowed all over, and then it was done.
He was like, I am transformed?
But if you like glowing, let me tell you, this is the transformation for you.
He was like, man. I am transformed. Then
if you like glue...
It tastes okay sometimes.
Yeah. Pace is better.
Pick up the pace. Conte sauce.
Right. So, suits. Yes.
Penis.
I really like Black RX's suit. So...
It's really nice and simple.
I'm glad they kind of went with Black RX for this, because I prefer Black RX to black. But it's fairly unique. It was very, very unique at the time. Looking back at Kamen Rider suits, it really wasn't horribly unique.
Kamen Rider, it's like a night.
When you get stuff like Forze and Birth.
Yes.
And then you got Core, who's just a giant fireball.
I really like the... normal suit. The thing about Super Blue and Super Gold, Bio Rider and Robo Rider, for Black RX, is like it was such a drastic change.
It looks more like a power up for Black Regular.
Yeah.
That's what's weird.
Yeah, it's so cool. I want figure arts of them like now.
Get out of the cup.
Two Jedi Mons, one cup.
Oh god, there's two of them. One of them took the other's life. His brother, Devin. Devin Lord Jr. We have to say it like that every time. And Kevin's getting tinier by the minute. I think I'm shrinking.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, like, they really were a drastic change. Like, they definitely looked like they were made for black and...
Hi.
Like... I don't hate them. They're just not my favorite thing. Like, I prefer the base form.
Yeah.
Blue looks, like, obnoxiously blue in this picture where he's, like, grabbing his sword. Didn't he, like, turn into water?
Yeah.
Water.
And gold just shines and shoots people.
He's a robot.
He's a pimp. He's like a pimp.
It turns him into a robot, like...
I am a robot. He turns into Kevin. He talks like his microphone.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, when he gets flustered, he just occasionally goes...
it'll happen.
Yeah, you know what? You suck.
Just wait.
Yeah, wait.
But, yeah, I like the suits overall. But, yeah, I like Black Rex's normal suit.
Black Rex is awesome.
To Bio Rider, Robo Rider, Super Gold, or Super Blue, or...
Max Rider, Super Gold.
I think you can come up with a better name than Super Gold and Super Blue, really?
That's the Bond.
No, that's true.
Metallic armor.
Dex was in a pinch, and now he's gone metallics and blue.
Masked Rider.
Masked Rider.
Okay, so now Arsenal.
Electro Sabre.
No.
Electro Sabre.
I just wanted to... it's a saber, I know.
Okay, no, I love this thing. I mean, it's just a fucking lightsaber, but...
It's a rip-off lightsaber.
I like it. I like lightsabers.
Yeah, the effects look better than the original trilogy. It's weird. Why is there a camel? Someone get the camel out of here. Gamel, can you come take care of this camel? No? Alright.
Mizuno!
Kevin's got a camel.
I like the electro saber, though.
There was a camel in my Sonic
Hedgehog. He pulls out his belt and he's like, I'm a badass.
He pulls things out of his belt.
The Ecto Ray sounds like something that Danny Phantom's dad invented.
Oh, God, it
Jack
does.
Fenton. Hey, Danny, it's the Ecto Ray. That's not his voice at all.
It's not.
I was tried and then I failed.
It has a powerful heat laser, which can only be summoned by using the powers of Super
Why is it laser underlined twice?
Because it's an ad.
Oh, I can get info on lasers. Yes, I can buy one finally.
You can get info on lasers.
Lasers. Yeah, a little gun. Super Blue didn't have a cool weapon.
He just held the sword ever so gently.
Yeah, the sword didn't become a lightsaber. It was a normal sword now. But yeah, Super Blue could turn to water, so he didn't need weapons. He was like, open water, and he went, I'm gone.
He was like, what's that, our hazard? That's not his voice either.
He was like, oh, shit, I fell into the drain.
Oh, blimey.
Blimey, I fell into the drain.
In the toilet.
I'm a toilet.
Fell into the...
Yeah.
The toilet.
So, vehicles?
Yep, we got, what's it called? What's it called?
Combat Chopper and the Mango.
Chopper and Magno.
I know, I said it on purpose that time. I think it's cooler for your sports car to be called the Mango. But that's just me.
I love you.
I'm pretty sure, unless I'm totally nuts, that it didn't become a creature in Black RX.
I don't think it did either.
No.
Looks horrible.
No.
Looks like it has two penises.
Mr. Superman, not here.
I don't know who that is. Okay.
Right. Chopper was cool because it was voiced by Jason Narvi. So, I approve.
Oh, yes.
If I remember right, Magno was voiced by Wendy Lee. I don't remember offhand.
Wasn't it voiced by Wei Wong? Like, oh, wait, she's my local newscaster.
You're a reporter?
Yes.
Voices. I'm looking for the answer because I want to know where the fuck is it?
In my diaper.
No. Yeah, it was Wendy Lee. Hi, I was right. How the fuck do I remember that?
Oh, snap. Give this guy a cookie. Or a cracker.
I'll give him your cookie.
He said I could.
I knew that was going to happen.
Righto. I like them, actually. The fact that they give them, like, personalities and stuff, I don't think...
It's like Knight Rider, but not.
Kind of.
These are David Hasselhoff, not that.
Battle Hopper and Acrobat kind of had a slight personality, right? I don't really remember. I haven't seen the show.
I think they did.
They were sentient, sort of.
They were sentient,
was Mango
yes.
even in the other show, Black yeah. RX? Mm-hmm. Was he? That's horrible. Looks like the Elvis Mobile.
Oh, yes. Black RX had the car and the bike.
Thank you.
He was a common driver.
He was a common driver.
What is a common driver? It's a DMV employee. what a masked DME. DME. I quit. I'll stop talking now.
You will stop talking.
Alright, so I think we can go on to music now.
Let's go on to music now.
There was music? I thought it was a silent
Mess movie. Rider. Mess Rider. Dexon, I don't know. That's all I remember.
That's the folk version. Just like Mystic Knights.
Gokai Red comes with folded arms?
Yes.
Welcome to Forever Ago.
Welcome to Piccolo.
I never...
Hey. I think we're going to start like a Nigerian folk song. We start doing that. Like, the song, all the songs, I felt like they were trying to be so extreme. Like, VR Troopers and Max Rider was trying to be so extreme so that you'd watch it, thinking it was cool.
Oh, with the whole, like, Max Rider, like that.
They're spelling it D-U-R, like a capital U.
Durr.
I think everyone that worked on this show just was a meat sack. No offense.
I have a meat sack.
But so
I don't remember any of the background music at all.
Yeah.
I feel like Brian now.
I can't comment on anything.
We should switch roles where I said I don't remember and then you elaborate on your favorite tunes. No?
No.
I don't remember anything about this show, so I've been faking it the whole time.
Right, so
yeah, none of us have ever been doing that. We totally watched it all and remember it.
I just watched it yesterday.
Yeah, I finished it
the
all.
The entire thing, all.
Mashed right there.
I didn't dance to the Party Boy theme song instead of studying or anything. It never happened.
But I'm going to name this segment "Best Part of the Show," and the best part of the show was the very end, where he teamed up with all of the other Masked Rider Warriors.
Oh,
I have Amazon. That's three. Ding 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 ding. I won.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and bring this up on YouTube and link it right here. I'm just gonna
where are you pointing? I can't see
Amazon. In the box that they always click. That
I am Amazon.
Masked Rider.
Oh, wait, I just found a clip here of some of the background music from Masked Rider.
Where am I?
Just a brief clip. Okay. I couldn't resist. I don't know if that'll play at all.
I don't know. I'm currently trying to find that fucking clip.
We had it in one of our chats. Just go back to our chats and click 1 year ago and just scroll. In the meantime.
I am Amazon.
Bass. I found my opening theme.
Okay, good.
That was hitchhiking.
Ancient scrolls spoke of one who would become... Go, Masked Rider! Go, Masked Storm! Let's go!
He tried to eat a juice box.
What an idiot.
Oh,
whispery. What is that?
Man, that was intense.
Shit, man.
Tense.
That just makes me want to groove. Sorry. Just so classic.
So intense, I have the microphone on my balls.
Help me find the stupid video.
YouTube.
Just type I am Amazon.
I did. It didn't work.
Was it from the finale? Masked Rider Warriors? That's what it's called?
Look, it's Ichigo and Nigo. Oh, look, it's Minami Kotaro. So Ichigo is Masked Rider Warrior Leader, and V3 is Warrior Commander. X is V3.
That's no way X.
Amazon is Rider Man. Stronger is X. Sky Rider is Amazon. Here's Amazon! Super 1 is Strong Man. Z Cross is Z Cross. They got one right. Round of applause. They got the stupidest one right.
1 out of 10.
You know what this calls for?
I mean, they didn't really get Warrior Commander and stuff wrong, but they forgot Nigo. He wasn't even there. He was there, and then he never got a thing.
He's like, damn it, I didn't get a turn. He's just sitting there quietly. Like, he's all shy. Damn it. Forgot to tell him that my name's Kuga.
Yes.
Like, how do you, X is V3? There's a guy clearly with a giant V3 on his belt. And he's got an X.
They let Brian name them, okay? This guy is clearly not X. Anyone but X.
Guys.
This is... I mean, there's no way in a million years that this is X.
I never even said that.
It sounded like it.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, Brian. Like, it's probably like Super 1 or...
I felt like you said, is this X? And you go, no, this isn't X. Like, I felt like that's what happened. We're probably exaggerating it.
And then you were like, I'm pretty sure this isn't X. You went on further. Like, it's either Sky Rider or like Super 1, but I'm pretty sure it's not X. like, emphasized that it wasn't.
Emphasis.
Apparently, I worked for Saban, so...
Saban?
Saban? Satan? What?
Yes.
Ow.
The Jew. Just say you work for the Jew.
I am Amazon. Good time.
That's 4. It's over the limit.
There's never a limit to Amazon jokes.
I am Amazon.
And I am Amazon.
6.
I am Amazon.
7. 2. 8.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm Strong Man at your service.
Kiefer's passed out.
I am Strong Man at your service. No, you're not Amazon. Go away.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
That is the highlight of the show for sure.
Seriously.
All right, so final thoughts?
Well, I usually just...
burp and walk away.
All right, I'm done.
Masturbate with your chair?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I do at Awesome's chair, too.
like, I can't help it.
Okay, this show... Yeah, it, nice initial attempt, I think, ruined by poor production values and standards and practices, but, I mean, really, the end product just wasn't really that good. I mean, if for some reason you don't mind sitting there and numbing your mind, or you really enjoy VR Troopers and stuff like that, then you might get a kick out of this. I mean, it's a watch for the sake of watching once, and then you can laugh at it.
If I ever had to watch all the episodes in a row, I would probably attempt to kill myself.
but not succeed because I don't want to die because that would suck.
Yeah, it would. But it just,
we already
it
had your replacement lined up, so we'd be okay.
It wasn't that great.
That's funny.
Especially when you compare it to
the butterfly effect
to PR at the time. It just remotely it failed compared to PR.
It's a fail. I kind of hate it. Like,
well,
like I said, in the past, like, I like the idea of them tying it together, and it's easily the worst Saban adaptation of anything.
Yeah, I would say so, just because I enjoyed some bits of VR Troopers.
Well, just the fact that, like, VR Troopers had two seasons and kind of had, I don't know, it just seemed like it was more, they were both pretty bad, but it just seemed more coherent. Like, this one just seemed like a mess.
Yeah.
And because they had more than one hero to, like, bounce off of each other.
Yeah. I mean, that's a problem with trying to adapt Kamen Rider here, is America is so focused on teamwork and all that fun stuff. And, I mean, it makes for a better show most of the time because they have people to bounce off of, whereas in this show you had Dex, and he didn't really have people to bounce off of so much as that there was just anchors to connect him to humanity.
Yeah. I'm like, they do it better than Samurai, though.
But in that case, it was pretty bad. But,
Like, that's the thing, is that Saban PR didn't do that great of a job. Like Ryder has, I mean, talking about their style, like, Ryder always has a lot of side characters, usually, like, a handful of them being strong characters throughout the series.
Like, Kuga and, like, has Ichijo, and...
Yeah, and, like...
Aito had Naomi, whatever her name was in that show.
And...
Anna. Dano had Owner.
Always has Ankh, but he's, and, like, I don't know. They just, like, they're always, more of a big deal. Like, I think Saban era had a really hard time with having strong side characters that were memorable. Like, the Disney era kind of had that, like, Mystic Force had a really strong side cast. But, like, Saban era had a problem with not giving of giving attention to anybody that didn't transform.
Yeah.
And you got Ernie and Bulk and Skull and Lieutenant Stone. That was it.
Good times. I mean, it's a watch it if you want to. Don't expect too much, though.
Kind of things.
I mean, I recommend watching it once just for the sake of it. But
just for the lols. Lolcats.com.
For to lols.
It's one of those potential guilty pleasure kind of things that's probably not. But
I think Saban should just not buy back the rights and get the rights back for Digimon.
Righto.
Who owns the rights to Masked Rider? Disney still?
Saban does.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
I don't know why it's not on Netflix or anything. But
who did own it? That's what Disney. I meant. Oh, they just never used it. Like,
Disney bought everything.
They just bought. They bought everything. They own everything.
Everything Saban owned, like not his house and shit, but
like Saban and everyone involved is just on the streets.
Or his like, slaves. They didn't buy his slaves, but they.
It's hilarious. Like Disney just take everything.
And does anyone know the validity that Ishinomori was incredibly pissed at how this turned out?
No, I don't.
I don't know, but I wouldn't doubt it.
You could ask our capable viewers.
So, if anyone knows the validity, I mean, I know it was a rumor that Ishinomori was, like, so pissed at how this turned out because they had to edit it for American television.
It's probably what killed him.
That, like, that's why there wasn't anything after that, because they took away the license for Kamen Rider here.
I mean,
I thought it was just because it sucked.
It makes sense that he'll be pissed about it, and it's probably why he died. Plus, it's also Bond's fault.
And that's why there's Ishinomori web exclusives now.
Yeah.
Right ho.
Right ho. Left ho.
Much of the music in this series was later recycled for the American adaptation of the first season of Digimon.
Really? This was generic tones. Huh. Yeah. We'll talk about that. It's funny because I can remember the Digimon music, but not Masked Riders.
Well, there you go. Same thing.
I think of Masked Rider, I just think of a picture of Dex and then just silence. And then Furby just, like, shows up with his wand. Fun fact, Brian got him his wand at Universal.
Yeah, I got the Furbus wand.
Stupefy! Now you're stupid, lols.
I used that in a Words with Friends game once.
Lol.
Stupefy. It was fun.
I think you used it on me.
Did I?
Lol.
So yeah, is it time for...
Is it?
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Okay, then. That's time for Final Thingies.
It was better than the Forza earlier.
Forza!
Kamen Rider Forza! I'm like, wait, what? You didn't even do the voice. That's not even Kevin. Where'd Kevin go?
I died.
Do we have any things that are final?
I have a thingy, but it's not final.
I don't think so.
Next week's return of the critically acclaimed Ramble Time.
Yeah.
Yay.
We're finally going to be back onto the Ramble Time then.
RRRR.
Yeah.
Except, yeah. Then we're going to go to the digital world.
Yeah. Just a quick reminder. We do want to do Mystic Knights. But, see, I really like Mystic Knights.
We actually want to watch that
one. I want to watch that one.
And not just point and laugh at pictures.
So, Mystic Knights is a show that is very near and dear to my heart, and I would like to watch it. So, until a reasonable way to watch it, I know Power Ranger Planet had encodes, but, okay, honestly, on my giant-ass computer monitor, that encode was like a tiny little box, and if you made it any bigger, it would just turn into a blob of pixels moving on the screen. And it just wasn't watchable, so we will cover Mystic Knights when it hopefully comes to Netflix, because I want the fucking
show.
Don't
touch my pets.
We will not be covering TMNT The Next Mutation.
Oh.
That would be stupid.
That would contractually obligate us to do every TMNT thing ever.
You don't want to talk about Venus de Milo's turtle boobs?
No.
And those turtle boobs, they just get me going.
I thought you were talking about Milo Ventimiglia for a second.
And the fact that they gave Michelangelo tonfa instead of nunchucks, then Leo like a giant, like, weird sword instead of, like, gave him a broadsword instead of a katana.
Standards and practices, my friend.
fucking fuckers.
My sentiments exactly. So, anyway, that's really about it. I do believe, so...
Just rate, comment... Oh, wait. Comment!
Comment, subscribe, and...
Comment on that there forum.
Right-o.
Chaos Control!
Leave your thoughts and stories of...
Alright, well...
Well...
I didn't mean to stab you, Kevin. Sorry. I'll get the first aid kit. Let's fight it with them sabers.
Damn it, I'm tossing you a saber. He's screaming like a damn midget.
Dear God, what was that?
Sounds like a dying Ewok.
Oh, Chuck Testa.
Fix it, you asshole.
Delayed.
Destroy.
Right.
Can I put away the saber now? I'm going to need this for protection. Whoops. I honestly didn't mean to turn it on that time.
Where is the creator?
Back in grown-up land.
And we're talking about Power Rangers? What kind of grown-up land do you live in?
Damn it! We're going to have to become dead and not... It's bastard out.
I see how it is. Make fun of the situation and I get beaten, apparently.
You're not Janice.
No. Is he gone? Seems just the threat of the Sabir has warded him off.
No, he's back.
Is it over?
Are you over?
Can I break character?
Can I kill you?
Okay, apparently you can't make fun of Jedimon's adult world without getting killed.
That's how we roll up in here. We kill regardless. People.
Perfect noise for the end of that.
That's thrilling.
Okay, so starting with story. Brian?
Alright, I'll start in a second. Hold on.
No. You're fired. No, I'm kidding. Wait, if we fire you, we can't record. No, Brian just left. He's not even laughing.
Hold on.
I was just...
Who's a homo?
Pachoo, pachoo. Pachoo, pachoo.
Oh, Brian's trying to fix the bzzz, I think.
Pachoo, pachoo.
Yeah.
Oh, the monster from the first episode of Max Rider is the Neo-Orgasm.
What? Monsters. Damn it, stupid ads. Stop popping up. Play Pickle?
Where are you looking? Play Pickle?
No, it was an ad. It popped up on my own to go click out of it, and it said Play Pickle. This thing? Destructive-veer? That's...
Look, it says this monster was from Kamen Rider Zio. When I went to Zio, I believe that this is the monster's face, Duras. Yeah, it is. It says the Neo Orgasm took the form of Duras. The first thing he fought was the Neo Orgasm.
Lovely.
That explains everything. I remember that story now with this Danius character. Or Danius, or whatever the fuck you call him. Max Rider, Super Gold.
I like how when you go to the page for him, it says Super Gold and Super Blue, but Super Gold is his ass and Super Blue is his side. No.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Just go click on Dex.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing.
I think they're supposed to put the images there and they just never did.
What are you talking about? I have pages of Super Gold and Super Blue.
No, I mean just for him, the entry for just Dex. It says Dex, Master Rider. And it's just that picture of like a profile shot of him from the front, back, and side.
Oh, yeah.
And underneath it, it says Super Gold and Super Blue. I think they were going to put the pictures there, and they just forgot. Clearly, the joke has fallen flat, because it took, like, 15 minutes to explain.
Put the pictures where?
Where it says Super Gold and Super Blue, right underneath the picture.
If you put your mouse over it.
No, you don't. Scroll to see the text chain? What does that mean? Oh! Shut up! Now it's even funnier!
You've never been on this site before, apparently.
Now Brian's going to include this in the bloopers.
The bloopers
called Lowell Dawson is stupid.
That's how this whole site works. If you go to SWAT Decker Rangers or Legend...
It'd be funnier if they forgot it, okay?
Super Geckies and Legend Magi Rangers and different forms of Kamen Riders. They do that for everything. You're an idiot. Why do we keep you on staff? What do you...
Okay.
You don't post reviews anymore. You can't figure out how to navigate a website. What do you do? You can barely read and write.
I supervise. Plan Xander.
Plan Xander for life.
Represent. It's actually Team Crossheart for life. Anyway, Brian, are you going to start the story? Are you done munching? Just listening to our banter.
Hold on, these are good.
What are they?
Ritz-Bit sandwiches.
Oh.
Balls.
Sandwiches.
Balls.
I don't know why they're called sandwiches. It's kind of irritating, but...
Balls.
They're fucking good.